USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A funding bill that would avoid another government shutdown has been passed. Florida Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart praised cooperation from both sides of the aisle.
This bill shows that despite our disagreements, when you work through our differences to find common ground, you can break the gridlock.
The president has agreed to sign the bill, even though it doesn't include the amount of border wall funding he wants, saying he will then just call for a national emergency to get the funds. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says Trump's actions will be challenged.
I don't think he cares at all whether this passes constitutional muster. He certainly doesn't care whether it's constitutional, but he also doesn't care what happens when it gets challenged in the courts. All he really wants to do is present some fig leaf. He's getting less funding today than he would have if he hadn't shut down the government.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A House passed resolution that would force the Trump administration to withdraw U.S. troops from involvement in the war in Yemen now heads to the Senate. Democrat Jim McGovern says the U.S. should not be supporting Saudi Arabia in what he calls its reign of terror against Yemen. But more than that, he says the U.S. shouldn't even be there.
Americans would be forgiven for believing that Congress actually declared our involvement in this war, but we have not.
McGovern says that it violates the War Powers Act. President Trump has won Senate confirmation for his choice to head the Justice Department. The vote was pretty much along party lines.
The yeas are 54, the nays are 45.
William Barr was confirmed as Attorney General. Democrats who were opposed said their main concern was his non-committal stance on making the final report from the Mueller-Russia probe public. Barr has said, though, that he is willing to release some of the findings and be as transparent as he can. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Amazon has announced they're backing out on one of the two sites it chose for a big corporate center. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
After a lengthy and exhaustive and heavily media-covered competitive process, Amazon chose sites in Alexandria, Virginia, and one in Long Island City in Queens, New York, for new corporate campuses. The Alexandria site appears to still be a go. The one in Long Island City, not so much. Amazon now canceling the plan to build a $3 billion corporate campus there, saying it's scuttling it because of the negative response it received from some activists and elected officials. No word yet on whether it's going to name another site or just go with the one in Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Speaking to NATO in Brussels, the top Pentagon official promised there'd be no unilateral troop reduction in Afghanistan. John Clemens reports.
That promise came from Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan that the U.S. will not reduce its troop presence in Afghanistan on its own. He said any action taken would be fully coordinated with American allies.
There will be no unilateral troop reduction. I mean, that was one of the messages of the meeting today. We'll be coordinated. We're together.
Peace talks are currently underway with the Taliban to end what has become America's longest war. About 14,000 troops are in Afghanistan. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.